You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired. Today's edition is powered by TD Ameritrade. When it comes to investing, each of us does it in our own unique way. From TD Ameritrade's award-winning technology to personalized guidance, they have everything you need to invest on your terms. Visit tdameritrade.com/ytda to get started. Halloween Tips and Tricks for Safer Trick-or-Treating by PS Series. On Halloween night, 41.1 million children in the U.S. will roam the streets, decked out as ghosts, ghouls, and the year's best memes. It's trick-or-treating time, folks. The one fright you don't want to have as a parent is worrying about your kid on Halloween night. You want to empower your kids to be a little more independent as they get older, says Letitia Barr, founder of the Tech Savvy Mama blog. And for parents on Halloween, maybe that can be a little bit of a scary thing. Luckily, there's a number of high-tech tools and tricks you can use to put your mind at ease, from location-sharing apps for the big kids' smartphones to tools for the littlest sheet ghosts. Plan your path. Neighborhood social networking platform Nextdoor, accessible on desktop, iOS, and Android, lets you coordinate with neighbors to plan your trick-or-treating route ahead of time. Nextdoor's Halloween Treat Map feature allows households who are members of your Nextdoor neighborhood to indicate whether their house is participating in trick-or-treating. When you're signed into your Nextdoor account, you can view the treat map, where participating houses will appear marked with an icon to indicate whether they'll be passing out candy, giving away non-food treats, or setting up a haunted house. You have to be a member of Nextdoor to see your neighborhood's treat map and to indicate your house on the map. On Halloween night, the adult or big kid in the group can open the Nextdoor app to safely scope out the next candy trove. Keep track. A tracker app can help you check in on trick-or-treaters, especially if your little monster isn't exactly prompt about texting back. Barr recommends the Life 360 app, available in free and paid versions on iOS and Android. Download the app to your kid's smartphones to see their real-time location and their phone's battery life from your device. With Life 360's Places feature, you can set a geofence around the neighborhood where your kids will be trick-or-treating. From the app, you can opt to receive a notification if your kid leaves this zone. Get crafty. If your kids are going trick-or-treating after dark, it's wise to bring light. While you're at it, why not also engage your kids with some hands-on electrical engineering lessons? Barr suggests kid-friendly circuit sticker kits, like the one from Chibitronics. It includes LED circuit stickers and conductive copper tape, as well as step-by-step lessons for creating different types of circuits. Draw out a circuit on the candy basket, adhere the LED stickers and conductive tape, and voila, let there be light. The circuit's super low voltage and low current means that there's no risk of fire. Since the stickers can be sewn or adhered to a number of surfaces, your family can create sparkling superhero capes and robot antennae that glow through the evening. Back to basics. If your kid has a phone, make sure trusted adults' phone numbers are saved on speed dial for Android or favorites for iOS. You can also set a timer on your older kids' phones to remind them when to text you their location or when to start heading home. To make sure you can stay in touch, have your kid carry a portable charger. We like the eco-friendly charger from Nimble. Communication, common sense, and some neat tech tricks make it a little easier to make sure your trick-or-treaters get home safe and sound, just in time to share their vast coffers of candy with you.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.